Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Students enrolled in Tennessee's pilot voucher program can soon opt out of taking the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP. Lawmakers recently passed a measure that allows these students to take another nationally recognized test instead. A state report showed that voucher recipients were underperforming compared to their public school peers on the TCAP, and opponents of the bill, like Representative Sam McKenzie of Knoxville, say it's an attempt to hide the fact that vouchers are not working as well as expected.
Experiments are great. You get your hypothesis, you say it's going to come out this way, and you perform the experiment. That's a good thing. That's the scientific way. Sometimes the measurement does not align with your hypothesis. Sometimes it's a failure.
McKenzie says the student performance tests are the best way to inform lawmakers on how well vouchers are working. Each voucher is nearly $10,000 and helps families cover the costs of attending private school. A Nashville hospital is leading the next generation of heart surgeries. Ascension St. Thomas is using an advanced robot tool that allows for less invasive, more precise coronary bypass surgeries. The Tennessean reports the Da Vinci 5 robotic console allows surgeons to perform the procedure through the ribs instead of breaking through the sternum. Around 35% of heart surgeries at the hospital are now performed with the help of robots. The American Lung Association gave Nashville, Gallatin, and Memphis an F for air quality. The low grade is because the cities have a lot of high ozone days. That's a substance that irritates the lungs. It comes from pollution and sunlight mixing together. You are listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.